A spokesman for Afghanistan's new defense ministry said today that he believes Osama bin Laden is hiding in Pakistan under the protection of a radical Islamic leader. But Afghanistan's interim prime minister, Hamid Karzai, quickly played down the report, saying his government does not know where bin Laden is.
U.S. Special Forces are continuing the hunt for bin Laden in the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Weiner is in the region, joins us now. Eric, tell us about the report that bin Laden may actually have fled to Pakistan.
Well, you hear basically two versions. There are some people there, Noah, who are convinced, in fact, that bin Laden is dead. But I have to say the consensus among the villagers in the area that I spoke with is, in fact, that bin Laden is alive and probably somewhere in these tribal areas of Pakistan. Several people I spoke with recounted basically the same story, that several weeks ago, before the heaviest U.S. bombing of Tora Bora, bin Laden, apparently dressed as a local villager, was seen heading east towards the Pakistani border. And it's not really a border as we think about it. There's really nothing to prevent someone from simply walking across the border.
And what is known about the Islamic radicals on the other side of the border in Pakistan who would conceivably be sheltering bin Laden?
Well, this particular party, the JUI, has organized several pro-Taliban, anti-U.S. rallies. It's also helped organize jihadis, people who went across the border into Afghanistan to fight on the side of the Taliban. They have a faithful core, I would say, of several million people, nearly all of whom live right along the Afghan border. Now, their leader, Maulana Rehman, is under house arrest in Pakistan. And I should add that a spokesman for the group flatly denies these reports that they're sheltering bin Laden. They say, and I quote, "We support the Taliban, but we've never had any connection with Osama bin Laden."
If indeed bin Laden were there across the border in Pakistan, how safe would he be? How well hidden could he be?
I suppose nowhere in the world is safe right now for Osama bin Laden. After all, there's a $25 million bounty on his head. But these tribal areas are really, they're part of Pakistan, but they're not part of Pakistan. There are lots of guns and not a lot of law and order. Pakistani police and army actually need permission to enter these areas. Now, they have that permission in this special case of hunting down bin Laden, and several hundred Pakistani troops are now stationed along the border. But I think it would be a jump to say that they have sealed the border in any way or that they have complete control over this area.
To go back to Tora Bora for a minute, there was a plan to do cave-by-cave searches. This information that bin Laden may have gone to Pakistan, would the searches continue?
Well, for what I can tell, they are continuing. The last few days, Noah, we've seen a lot of helicopter activity, U.S. helicopters flying low overhead and higher in the sky, reconnaissance drones over Tora Bora. There are also special forces in the region that are active. I saw about a dozen of them today. Myself and a colleague from ABC News, we were trying to get a look at these caves in Tora Bora where bin Laden and his al-Qaeda fighters had been hiding out. We didn't get very far before we were turned away by U.S. special forces. Their main task, it seems, is to try to go in and identify the bodies of these al-Qaeda fighters who were killed. One of those bodies could conceivably be that of Osama bin Laden.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's Eric Weiner talking with us from Jalalabad, Afghanistan.